We can see from his head and his hands.
我们可以从他的头和他的手看到。
And his feet, sorrow and love flow mingled down.
还有他的脚，看到他如何的为我们的受死受苦。
And this love is for you and I.
这样伟大的爱是为了你和我。
Hallelujah! In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray and give thanks to Heavenly Father.
Hallelujah! 我们向伟大的天父真神来祷告。
Father, we praise you and thank you for adding 12 new souls to your household.
我们的天父啊，感谢你增添了十二个宝贵的灵命在我们的教会里面。
Lord, you love them so much.
主啊，你如此的疼爱他们。
And because of this, we all filled with great joy.
因为这样子，我们大家心里都充满了喜乐。
As this morning, they were baptized in your name.
在今天早上，他们因奉着你的名来受洗。
And now when they go to heaven,
然后当他们要到天国去的时候，
they have the keys to open the gate to the heavenly kingdom.
他们将拥有能够打开天国的钥匙。
Because when they got baptized this morning,
因为他们今天早上接受了洗礼，
they have your image and likeness.
他们拥有你的形象和与你相似了。
And also this morning,
而且在这个早上，
you have washed their feet.
你洗了他们的脚。
Now they have part with you.
现在他们都与你有份了。
So everything that you have, they also have.
现在你所有的，他们也都拥有了。
Lord, now they're going to take your blood and your body.
主啊，他们现在要来吃你的肉与血了。
After they take your body, and then the day when they die.
当他们吃了你的肉与血之后，在他们死去的那一天，
their mortal body will become immortal.
他们这个必死的肉体必成为不朽坏的灵体。
And they partake of your blood.
正因为他们能够吃了你的肉和血。
Even though once they were dead.
就算他们已经死了。
But now they are alive.
但是现在他们复活了。
Because your blood and your life flow through them.
因为你的肉和血已经留在他们的身体里面。
So Lord, we praise and thank you.
主啊，我们这样子来向你祷告，感谢你。
But give us the opportunity to be here to partake of you.
让我们有这个机会能够在这里来分享你的肉体。
Lord, you love us so much.
主啊，我们这么样的爱你。
And that's why you died for us.
这是因为这样子你为我们舍命而死。
So please move our heart to love you the way you love us.
求你感动我们的心，能够像你爱我们的样子，我们能够来爱你。
Lord, we know whatever we do in this life, we can never repay your love.
我们知道，我们不管再怎么做，都不能够回报你对我们伟大的爱。
But whatever little we can do, we ask you to accept it.
就算我们能够做的是很微小的，我们也求你能够来接纳。
And we pray to you in this manner.
我们这样子向你祷告。
May all the glories and praise be unto your name.
愿所有的荣耀和颂赞都归于你的圣名。
Hallelujah, Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated.
我们请大家坐下。
Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, we commence the sacrament of Holy Communion.
奉主圣名，我们现在开始圣餐礼。
Let's turn the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
我们看了哥林多前书十一章。
1 Corinthians chapter 11.
哥林多前书第十一章。
Verse 24 and verse 25.
我们看24节跟25节。
1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 24 and verse 25.
哥林多前书十一章24节跟25节。
And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Verse 25.
25节。
In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, This cup is a new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. So we know before our Lord Jesus Christ was crucified for mankind,
我们知道在主耶稣为我们人类受死之前，
He had the last supper with his disciples.
他跟他的门徒有了最后的晚餐。
And during his last supper, he gave them a new commandment.
在这个最后晚餐的时候，他给了他们一个新的命令。
And this commandment was made through his blood.
这个新的命令是透过他的血而成的。
But even though he can tell them many things,
虽然主耶稣可以告诉他们许多的事情，
But he told them two things.
但是他只告诉了他们两件事情。
And verse 24, he said to them,
在24节主耶稣对他们说，
Take, eat, this is my body.
说你们来吃，这个是我的身体。
This body is broken for you.
这个身体是为你而舍弃的。
So do this in remembrance of me.
所以我们要记得。
And the same thing in verse 25.
同样的是二十五节。
Say this cup is a new covenant in my blood.
说这个杯是用我的血所立的新约。
This do as often you drink it in remembrance of me.
你们每逢喝的时候就要来纪念我。
So we know we partake of the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们知道，当我们在吃这个主的肉和主的血的时候
，It's not something that we call ordinary.
这不是一件很平常的事情。
But rather, this body is the body of the true and living God.
因为这是神他的肉体。
And this blood is the blood of the true and living God.
这个血也是我们神的血。
And all He wants us to do is to remember Him.
主耶稣要我们记得的就是要来纪念他。
Because quite often we as human beings we are very forgetful.
因为我们人总是非常健忘的。
Well, sometimes we've been in Christ for many, many years.
有的时候我们信主许多年了。
But the way we live our life is just like the Gentiles.
我们过得却跟外邦人一样的生活。
Why? Because we do not know or remember what Lord Jesus Christ have done for us.
为什么呢？因为我们常常忘了主耶稣是如何为我们舍命的。
No, sometimes when I'm weak in my faith.
有的时候我们信心软弱的时候
And sometimes I tend to sin more than most.
有的时候我可能比其他人做的还差
Then I always remember.
但是呢我常常会记得
What my God have done for me.
我的主为我做了些什么事情
What he has done is broken his body for me.
他为我所做的是舍弃他的生命
And shed his blood for me.
为我而流血
And who am I that he be able to do these things?
我是谁呢？怎么够值得他让我为我做这样的事情
Am I not only made out of dust?
我们正不过是像灰尘一样
But because of his great love.
但是因为神他伟大的爱
So that's why for you and I.
所以为了你和我
When we take Holy Communion.
当我们在领受圣餐的时候
We must make a determination.
我们必须要重新的来立志
To have a newness of life inside of us.
我们要过一个新的生活
We cannot continue to sin day after day.
我们不能在每天生活当中一直的犯罪
And then during the time of Holy Communion.
所以当在我们领受圣餐的时候
And then we repent.
我们在那里再悔改。
Then after we take the Holy Communion,
在我们领完圣餐之后
then we have no way to transform our lives.
这样子我们就没有办法把我们的生命做一个彻底的改变。
So that's why our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以因为这样子我们的主耶稣基督
ask his disciple to remember him.
他要求他的门徒来纪念他。
And he also asks us.
他也同样的要求我们
also to remember him.
我们也要来纪念他。
But do we remember him?
但是我们真的来纪念他了吗
？But how do we remember him?
我们要如何的来纪念他呢
？A God that gave us His perfect love.
我们的神给了我们一个完全的爱。
Let's turn the book of John.
我们看约翰福音
chapter 10,
第十章。
John chapter 10,
约翰福音第十章
verse 11.
我们看第十一节。
John chapter 10 verse 11.
约翰福音第十章第十一节
I am the good shepherd gives his life for his sheep.
我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。
So here the Bible said he is the good shepherd.
在这里圣经上说他是好牧人。
And a good shepherd gives his life for his sheep.
一个好牧人会为他的羊来舍命。
And this life is not only to restore us a physical life, but also the spiritual life.
这个命不只是代表我们属肉的生命，也代表我们属灵的生命。
Why? Because He is the Holy God.
为什么呢？因为他是天上至圣的真神。
And only Him can redeem us with His life.
只有他能够来为我们舍命，拯救我们。
So next time when we partake Holy Communion,
所以每当我们来领受圣餐的时候
，we must remember our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们必须要来纪念我们的主。
That He is the Good Shepherd.
他是一个好牧人。
And as a Good Shepherd, He gives His life for His sheep.
他这个好牧人为他的羊来舍弃他的生命。
And the sheep are you and I.
这个羊就是你和我。
That's why in chapter 10 verse 14.
所以在第十章的第十四节。
I am the good shepherd and I know my sheep. I am known by my own.
我是好牧人，我认识我的羊，我的羊也认识我。
So our Lord Jesus Christ said, yes, he died for us.
是的，我们的主耶稣为我们来舍命。
Because I know my sheep.
因为我认识我的羊。
But if I die for my sheep,
如果我为我的羊来舍命
I also have the right to say they also should know me.
我也有权利这么样说他们应该能够认识我。
So that's why we must reflect upon ourselves.
所以我们要自己来反省。
Do we really know our Lord Jesus Christ?
我们真的认识我们的神吗
Do we really know His will?
我们真的认识他对我们的要求吗
Because if we say we know Him, we do not do His will, then we truly do not know Him.
如果我们说我们认识他，但是我们没有办法达到他对我们的要求，那我们能够真的说我们认识他吗？
Because as a good shepherd, he died for his sheep.
因为他是一个好牧人，他也为我们舍去他的命。
But he's not only the good shepherd.
但是他不只是一个好牧人。
Because if our Lord Jesus Christ only died for us,
如果我们的主耶稣基督只有为我们舍命，
then there's no hope at all for mankind.
这样子对人全人类来说就没有什么希望了。
Because many people in the world die for other people.
因为在世上有许多人为别人而舍弃他们的生命。
But there's one thing they cannot do.
但是有一件事情是他们所做不到的。
They cannot resurrect for that person.
他们不能够复活为那个人来复活。
Why? Because no one is God.
因为呢，没有一个人是神。
There's only one God, that is our Lord Jesus Christ.
天上地下只有一个神，就是我们的主耶稣基督。
That's why not only did He die for us.
所以他不仅仅是为我们来舍命，
but he resurrected for us.
而且他也为我们来复活了。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 13.
我们请看希伯来书第十三章。
The book of Hebrews chapter 13.
希伯来书第十三章。
Verse 20 and verse 21.
我们看希伯来书第十三章二十节跟二十一节。
Hebrews chapter 13 verse 20 to 21.
希伯来书十三章二十二十一节。
Now may the God of peace, who brought up our Lord Jesus from the dead, the great shepherd of the sheep,through the blood of the everlasting covenant, verse 21. Make you complete in every good work to do his will, working in you what is willing pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. So we can see that our Lord Jesus Christ, not only is a good shepherd,
所以我们看到我们的主耶稣基督他不仅仅是一个好牧人而已。
Because a good shepherd died for his sheep.
因为我们知道好牧人为他的羊来舍命。
But he also a great shepherd.
他同时也是一个好牧人。
A great shepherd resurrect for his sheep.
一个好的牧人他为了他的羊来复活了。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because he want to give us this new covenant.
因为他要为我们立了这个新约。
And without this new covenant, our life cannot be complete.
没有这个新约我们的生命就不能够完全。
So that's why in verse 21.
所以在这里二十一节说。
Through his blood,
经过他的流血
，through his covenant，
经过他所立的新约
，let him make every single one of us complete in every way。
他为我们所有的人都成全了
，and that's why we should live our life to serve him。
所以我们应该要立志为主而活。
Now when we think about our Lord Jesus Christ，
所以我们想想我们的主耶稣基督
，yes， we say that we love him。
是的，我们说我们爱他
，but the way we live our life is contrary to what we say。
但是呢，我们生活呢，却跟我们所说的呢，互相违背。
That's why he wants us to remember him.
所以呢，主耶稣要我们能够来纪念他。
That is not only a good shepherd died for his sheep.
他不只是一个为我们舍命的好牧人而已。
Not only he the great shepherd that resurrected for his sheep.
他也不仅仅是一个好牧人为我们来复活。
But he also a chief shepherd.
他同时也是牧长。
A chief shepherd will come back for his sheep.
一个牧长，他是会回头过来寻找他迷失的羊的。
And only then that he can make his love complete.
这样子才能够完成了他的爱。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 5.
我们看彼得前书第五章。
1 Peter chapter 5.
彼得前书第五章。
Chapter 5 verse 4.
彼得前书第五章第四节。
Chapter 5 verse 4.
彼得前书第五章第四节。
And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that does not fade away.
到了牧长显现的时候，你们必得那永不衰残的荣耀冠冕。
So the reason that Lord Jesus Christ was a great shepherd.
所以我们的主耶稣基督之所以能够成为一个好牧人。
The reason he was a good shepherd.
他能够成为好牧人的原因。
The reason he is chief shepherd.
为什么他能够成为牧长的原因
？Because he want his love to be complete.
因为他希望他的爱能够完全了我们。
We can see he loves us so much.
我们可以看到他如此的爱我们。
He love is so deep, so wide, and so high.
他的爱是何等的长阔高深。
So that's why he's not only died for us, but also resurrected for us.
所以他不仅仅为我们舍命，他也为我们来复活。
But if he only resurrected for us and then he ascended to heaven and never come back to take us to be with him, then his love would not be complete.
如果我们的主耶稣仅仅复活升天，然后他不回来接我们，那他的爱对我们来说有什么意义呢？
But he did complete his love for you and I.
但是主耶稣他的确的完成了对你我的爱
Because he promised us
因为他应许了我们
that on the end days,
在末日的时候
he will come back again.
他会回来
And when he come back again, he will give us the crowns of righteousness.
当他再次降临的时候他会赐给我们荣耀的冠冕
So that's why you and I
所以今天我们大家
when we live this life,
我们在世上过日子。
We must live a life to love our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们必须要过一个爱主的生活。
Because the love of Jesus Christ is to be paid back the love that He has given to you and I.
因为我们要过着一个爱主的生活，才能够回馈主对我们的爱。
But we can ask ourselves this question.
但是我们问自己一个这样的问题。
What one thing we can do to show that we love Jesus Christ?
我们要能够做什么事情来表现出我们对主的爱呢？
Of course, there's many things.
当然，我们可以做许多的事情。
But one thing is the most important.
但是其中有一件事情是最重要的。
Let's go to John chapter 21.
我们请看约翰福音第二十一章。
John chapter 21.
约翰福音第二十一章。
Verse 15.
第十五节。
John chapter 21, verse 15.
约翰福音第二十一章第十五节。
Our Lord Jesus Christ asked Simon, Peter,
主耶稣问了西门彼得。
And said, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than this?
他说，西门彼得啊，你爱我吗？
And then Simon said to him, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you.
彼得对主说：“主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。”
Then Jesus said to him,
主耶稣又对他说：
Feed my lamb.
你要喂养我的小羊。
Then in verse 16,
十六节。
Then he said to him again the second time,
主耶稣第二次又对他说：
Simon, son of Barjona, do you love me?
西门，巴约拿的儿子啊。
And Simon said to him, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you.
彼得说：“主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。”
Then our Lord Jesus Christ said to him, "Tend my sheep."
耶稣又对他说：“你牧养我的羊。”
Then in verse 17,
第十七节。
And he said to him the third time, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me?"
第三次，主耶稣对他说：“约翰的儿子西门啊，你爱我吗？”
Then Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time.
彼得就因为主耶稣第二次对他说，他就忧愁了。
And Peter said to Jesus.You know, Lord, that I love you.
彼得又对耶稣说：“主啊，你知道我是爱你的。”
Then Jesus said, "Feed my sheep."
主耶稣说呢：“你喂养我的羊。”
So what does this mean?
这是代表什么样的意义呢？
Quite often, love is not only with words.
我们知道说呢，爱并不只是表达在言语上面。
Why did Jesus have to ask Peter three times? Does Peter love him?
为什么主耶稣要三次的问彼得说：“你爱我吗？”
Because if Peter truly loved him.
因为彼得是真的爱他的。
He would love his people.
他会爱他的小羊。
And that's why Jesus said the first time, "Feed my lamb."
所以主耶稣第一次说呢，你要喂养我的小羊。
Because the lamb is the young, is a young sheep.
因为我们知道呢，这小羊是一个年幼的羊。
Then the second, and then the second, after the second, the second time.
在第二次呢
，Jesus told him, "Tend my sheep."
主耶稣说你要来照顾我的羊。
Then after the third time.
第三次主耶稣又说。
And Jesus said,Feed my sheep.
说你要喂养我的羊。
But during this time, Simon just feels so bad.
在那个时候，彼得觉得非常的难过。
Because Jesus asked him three times, "Do you love me?"
因为主耶稣第三连续三次问他说：“你爱我吗？”
But nowadays, Jesus also asks us.
在今天，主耶稣也同样问我们这样的问题。
He asks us, "Do we love him?"
说你们爱我吗
？Maybe ask us the second time, "Do we love him?"
主耶稣也许第二次又在我们说：“你爱我们吗？”
Then maybe the third time, "Do we love him?"
也许主耶稣又第三次的问我说：“你们爱我吗？”
If we truly love him,
如果我们真的爱他，
we will love one another.
我们就会彼此相爱。
Why? Because he asks us to feed the lambs, tend the sheep, feed the sheep.
因为主耶稣要我们喂养羊，要照顾羊。
Now today, praise and thank God.
今天我们赞美我们的主。
We have 12 brothers and sisters added to the household of God.
在今天有十二位的弟兄姐妹加入我们的家庭。
And it's no better time to show God how much we love Him by taking care of them.
再没有比这种照顾他们的方法来更能够显出主耶稣对我们的爱了。
Quite often when we have true seeker come to our church,
常常有慕道者到教会来的时候
，Everyone pay attention to them so much.
大家都对他们非常的照顾。
But the minute they are baptized,
但是呢，当他们受洗之后
，No longer we show the kind of great love toward them.
我们就不再对他们特别的照顾了。
Can you imagine you pregnant for 9 months?
你可以想象说呢，你怀孕了九个月之后
，And also when you give birth,
然后你把这个小孩生出来
，Just let the baby do whatever need to do by himself or herself.
然后你就把这个婴孩放在旁边，让他自己去成长。
But that's not love.
但是呢，这不是真正的爱。
And I'm sure it's also not according to God's will.
我们也知道这也不是神所吩咐的。
And today we have a brother who got baptized at 88 years old.
今天呢，我们有一位弟兄呢，他在88岁的时候来接受洗礼。
Yes, even though physically he's 88 years old.
虽然说在肉体上他是88岁了。
But in the spirit it's only maybe an hour and a half ago.
但是呢，他的属灵的灵命呢，可能只有一个半小时。
And even the little baby is also just born.
还有刚出生的小婴孩。
So we must show great love toward them.
所以我们对他们应该要表现出更大的爱来。
For the retaining rate in our church is very, very low.
我们能够在保持不流失的这个新受洗的比率是非常的低的。
When a person newly get baptized.
因为一个信徒刚受洗。
Within 3 to 5 years, they have left the church already.
在三到五年当中，他们就会离开教会。
Can we really blame on them?
我们真能够把这个责任给推卸给他们吗？
I don't think so.
我并不这么认为。
Why? Because we are the one should act just like their parents.
因为我们就是应该要把自己当成他们的父母一样。
To show great love toward them.
对他们表现出伟大的爱。
And what is the first way to show great love toward them?
那怎么样是第一个方法对他们表现出最伟大的爱呢？
Listen to Luke chapter 8.
我们看路加福音第八章。
Luke chapter 8.
路加福音第八章。
Verse 52 to verse 55.
52节到55节。
Luke chapter 8 verse 52 to verse 55.
路加福音第八章五十二节到五十五节。
Now all wept and mourned for her, but he said, "Do not weep; she is not dead, but sleeping." Verse 53.
五十三节。
And they ridiculed him, knowing that she was dead. Verse 54.
五十四节。
But he put them all outside, took her by the hand, and called, saying, "Little girl, arise." Verse 55.
五十五节。
Then the spirit returned, and she arose immediately.And he commanded that she be given something to eat. So we know during the 33 years of our Lord Jesus Christ's ministry,
我们知道在主耶稣33年的旅程当中,
he resurrected 3 people.
他让三个人死里复活。
And this is the first story that we have learned about this young girl.
这是我们第一个去学从这个年轻的女孩当中学到的。
So this young girl, when he arrived there, she already dead.
这个女孩已经死了。
So during that time, many people ridiculed him because he said she's only sleeping.
但是呢，很多人笑耶稣说呢，说因为耶稣说呢，这个女孩已经在睡觉而已。
But all he needed to say is, "Little girl, arise."
但是呢，主耶稣只说呢，女儿起来吧。
Just like this morning.
就像在今天早上一样。
We have 12 brothers and sisters.
我们有十二位弟兄姐妹。
Not all 2 hours ago, they were dead.
在两个小时之前，他们的灵命是死的。
We talk about spiritual speaking.
我们是以灵命的方法说的。
But because of Lord Jesus Christ's love,
但是呢，因为主耶稣基督的爱
，He has resurrected them.
他已经使他们复活了。
But we must be responsible.
但是呢，接下来我们的责任
，Why? Because they are newborn babies.
因为他们就像刚出生的婴孩一样。
So just like Jesus resurrected this young girl,
就像主耶稣让这个女孩复活一样。
What did He tell them to do?
主耶稣对他们怎么说呢
？And verse 55,
五十五节。
Luke chapter 8 verse 55.
路加福音第八章五十五节。
Then the spirit returned and she arose immediately and he commanded that she be given something to eat.
她的灵魂变回来，她就立刻起来。耶稣吩咐给她东西吃。
No, she just resurrected.
这个女孩才刚刚复活。
Of course she is weak.
当然她的身体是虚弱的。
So Jesus commanded them to give her something to eat.
所以主耶稣就吩咐他们给他东西吃。
So just like our new brothers and sisters.
所以就像我们这些新受洗的弟兄姐妹一样。
We as their parents.
我们就好像他们的属灵的父母一样。
We must give them something to eat.
我们必须要给他们东西吃。
And the best thing for them to eat is the word of God.
所以给他们最好的食物就是神的话语。
Yes, even though they are baptized.
是的，他们已经受洗了。
And physically they are quite old.
但是呢，在他们的灵肉体上面，他们是很老的。
And we always remember.
但是我们要记住
they are newborn babies.
他们就像一个新生的婴孩
the church,
如果他们离开了教会
you and I must take some of the responsibility.
我们多多少少都要负起一些责任
Because we the one must nurture them.
因为我们是一个要养育他们的人
and give them food to eat.
要给把食物给他们吃
There's many babies in Vaughan Park Church.
我们有很在伯恩教会有许多的婴孩
I'm sure when the babies are born.
我们知道当这个婴孩出生的时候
No one just put them aside.
没有人就把这个婴孩丢在旁边
But as parents, we give them, want to give them the most nutritious food.
当我们当他的父母我们希望给他最丰富的营养的食物
So why not do the same thing for the spiritual newborn?
为什么我们也不能够把这个这么营养的食物给这些新受洗的弟兄姐妹呢
Give them the most nutritious food.
给他们最营养的食物
That is the word of God.
那就是神的话语
Listen to Luke chapter 7.
我们看路加福音第七章
Luke chapter 7.
路加福音第七章
，verse 13，
第十三节
，to verse 15。
十三节到第十五节。
Luke chapter 7 verse 13, 15.
路加福音第七章十三节到第十五节。
When the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her and said to her, "Do not weep." Verse 14.
十四节。
When he came and touched the open coffin, and those who carried him stood still, and he cried, "Young man, I say to you, arise." Verse 15.
十五节。
So he who was dead sat up and began to speak, and he presented him to his mother.So we can see this is the second time that our Lord Jesus Christ resurrected a person.
我们可以看到这是主耶稣第二次死人复活。
Remember the first time the young girl, she only been dead very recently.
我们知道在第一次的时候那个年轻的女孩她只是死了一会儿而已。
But through the love of our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是因为主耶稣对她的爱
He resurrected her.
她让这个女孩复活了。
But this young man, he must die for a couple of days already.
但是这个年轻人他已经死了几天了。
Why? Because he's already in the coffin.
为什么呢？因为这个年轻人呢，已经在棺木里了。
Even then, our Lord Jesus Christ be able to use His love to reach him to resurrect him.
虽然是这样子，主耶稣也能够用他的爱来让这个年轻人复活。
And then, what did he say after he resurrected?
那主耶稣在这个年轻人复活的时候说了什么话
呢？ What did the young man start to do?
这个年轻人怎么做呢？
The young man sat up and began to speak.
这个年轻人就坐起来，而且开始说话。
You can see we as parents.
我们可以看到我们当父母的
I'm sure that when a baby say you know, mama or papa we feel so joyful
我们知道当婴儿开口说叫爸爸妈妈的时候我们的心里面非常的高兴
But if we never feed them food
那我们就喂他食物
Actually they will never have the strength to speak
如果我们没有喂他吃东西的话他就没有力气说话
food,
如果我们没有给他食物
they will die.
当然他们就会渐渐的死去
But so that's why for us if we want a newborn baby to be able to speak
所以如果我们要让这些新生的婴孩能够讲话
Especially we want them to speak the word of God
而且希望他们能够说出神的话语
It's our responsibility to feed them
就是我们的责任去喂养他们
And when we feed them with the word of God
当我们用神的话来喂养他们的时候
They speak, they also will speak the word of God
所以他们就自然而然会说出神的话语来
You can see when true seeker began to evangelize
我们知道这个慕道者在开始传道的时候
and began to, you know, to talk the things of the Lord.
他们呢开始在讲神的话语。
We as members, we are so joyful.
我们当这个信徒呢都非常的高兴。
Why? Because it's a sign that they are growing up.
那就是一个他们成长的一个表现。
Because they began to speak.
因为他们开始说话了。
But if we don't give them the right nutrition,
但是如果我们没有给他们正确的营养
they would be in Christ for 3-5 years, they still cannot speak.
他们在主里面已经三五年了，但是他们还不能够说主的话语。
Let's go to John chapter 11.
我们看约翰福音第十一章。
John chapter 11.
约翰福音第十一章。
So when Jesus asks us, "Do we love him?"
所以当主耶稣问我们爱他的时候
，We cannot only say to him, "We love you" with only words.
我们就只能够跟主耶稣说我们爱你。
But we must have action to go with our words.
但是呢，在我们的爱呢，必须要行动表现出来。
Luke chapter 11.I'm sorry, John chapter 11.
约翰福音第十一章
Verse 43 and 44.
我们看44节跟43节44节
Verse 43.
43节
Now when he had said these things, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. Verse 44.
44节
And he who had died came bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was wrapped with clothes. Jesus said to him, Loose him and let him go.So we know this is the third resurrection that our Lord Jesus Christ have resurrected.
我们知道这是第三次主耶稣叫死人复活。
And that is the resurrection of Lazarus.
这也是拉撒路的复活。
But we know during this time he's been dead for 4 days already.
我们知道拉撒路他已经死了四天了。
So according to the custom of the Jews, there's no way our Lord Jesus Christ can resurrect him.
根据犹太人的习俗，他们知道主耶稣是绝对没有办法让这个死人复活的。
So the young girl died very recently.
因为我们知道头一个年轻的女孩她只是刚刚死去而已
Maybe the young man died for a couple of days.
也许那个年轻人死了一两天而已
But Lazarus died for 4 days already.
但是拉撒路已经死了四天了
But through the love of Lord Jesus Christ.
但是呢正因为主耶稣他的伟大的爱
He still be able to resurrect Lazarus.
他仍然能够叫拉撒路死而复活
But what he do after resurrect Lazarus?
但是主耶稣在拉撒路复活之后他说了什么呢
Our Lord Jesus Christ told them.
主耶稣对他们说
First Lazarus must come forth.
首先呢，拉撒路必须先走出来。
Then when he come forth, must let him go.
当时他出来的时候，就让他走过去。
So what does this mean?
这代表什么意义？
This means for the new believers.
这对我们来说，这对这些新受洗的
，It's very important for us to teach them to walk toward our Lord Jesus Christ.
是对他们来说是很重要，是让他们懂得能够走向主耶稣。
Only when they're capable to walk toward the Lord Jesus Christ, then we can let them loose.
当他们有能力能够自己走向主耶稣的时候，我们才能够放手。
In a sense, now they all grown up.
就我们感觉到说，他们已经都长大了。
But for us to fulfill all these three processes can be very burdensome.
但是呢，要为我们要能够完成这三个步骤呢，是非常的重要的。
Just like our Lord Jesus Christ,
就像我们的主耶稣基督
，He showed such great love to these three people.
他对这三个人呢，表现出他伟大的爱。
And He also showed such great love to our 12 new brothers and sisters.
同样的，我们要对这些十二个新受洗的弟兄姐妹表现出伟大的爱
来。So we also must do the same thing.
所以我们要做同样的事情。
Because only then when we partake of the Holy Communion.
正是因为我们能够在这里来领受圣餐
，We can really truly remember what He have done for us.
我们能够真正的记得知道主耶稣怎样为我们做
，That He have died for us.
他为我们来受死
，That He resurrect for us.
他也为我们来复活
，And He will come for us.
他也为我们走过来了
So because of this, we should love one another.
所以因为如此，我们要彼此的相爱
，Because the commandment that the Lord Jesus Christ have given to us.
因为这正是主耶稣给我们的诫命
So brothers and sisters.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹啊
，Let's not take this holy communion in vain.
让我们不要来白白的领受这个圣餐礼
In other words, do not make tomorrow just like another day.
另外一句话来说呢，就不要让把明天当成是一个普通的另外一天而已。
Let's make tomorrow an extraordinary day.
我们要把明天当成另外一个特别的一天。
Because tomorrow is the day that will transform our lives.
因为明天呢，正是我们要把我们自己完全改变的那一天。
And tomorrow is the day that will be able to live a life of sinless.
明天呢，正是一个我们要过着一个没有罪恶的一天。
But if we cannot change after this Holy Communion.
但是如果我们没有办法在领受圣餐之后改变我们自己
，We cannot change every time we take Holy Communion.
我们在领受圣餐之后，我们也没有办法来改变自己。
Then it's no point for us to take Holy Communion.
那就对我们来说，领受圣餐就没有任何意义了。
Because when we don't change, we have not remembered the love of our Lord Jesus Christ.
如果我们没有改变自己，那我们就枉费了神为我们舍命。
So now we're going to take Holy Communion.
现在我们要一起来领受圣餐。
Before we do so, let's turn to First Corinthians chapter 11.
我们请看哥林多前书十一章。
First Corinthians chapter 11.
哥林多前书第十一章。
Verse 27.
二十三节。
Verse 27.
二十三节。
Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drink this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of our Lord. Verse 28.
二十八节。
But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Verse 29.
29节
For he who eats and drinks in unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. Verse 30.
30节
For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many asleep. So before we partake the Holy Communion,
所以在我们领受圣餐之前
those of us who have not been baptized according to the Bible,
如果你还没有按照圣经的道理及教训来受洗。
And those of us who have not been baptized in True Jesus Church,
如果你还没有在真耶稣教会里的受洗
，Please refrain from taking Holy Communion.
请你不要来领受这里的圣餐礼。
But we invite all of you to continue to study for the truth.
我们也热情地邀请你来继续跟我们一起查考道理。
That one day you also can be baptized according to the Bible.
有一天你也能够按照圣经的道理和教训来受洗。
And that day you'll be able to take Holy Communion.
在那一天，你就可以来领受圣餐。
But not only for those who do not get baptized according to the Bible.
但是这也不仅仅是指着那个按照圣经的道理和教训受洗的。
But for brothers and sisters also.
对我们的弟兄姐妹也是一样的。
Before we take Holy Communion,
在我们领受圣餐之前
，we must examine ourselves.
我们必须要来省察自己。
If we have sinned against God,
如果我们犯罪得罪了神
，we must postpone our taking of Holy Communion.
我们必须不能够领受来，不能够领受圣餐。我们要如何知道我们不能够领受圣餐？
If we kneel down and pray,
如果我们跪下来祷告
，and our mind, our conscience still not clear,
我们的心里，我们的良心是没有得到洁净。
This means we should refrain from taking Holy Communion.
那就表示我们要禁止自己来领受圣餐。
We do not need to look at our neighbors.
我们不必要去看我们隔壁的人。
If they look at us or not, if we take Holy Communion or not.
我们必须要看到其他人看我们有没有在领受圣餐。
If our conscience are not clear in front of God,
如果我们的良心在神的面前没有办法清洁
，It's nothing wrong to postpone to take the Holy Communion.
这也没有什么错误。如果说我们觉得我们自己不适合来领圣餐
，But of course these things cannot happen all the time.
但是我们知道这个事情不是常常发生的。
If it happened all the time, this means we always live a life of sin.
如果这样的情景常常发生的话，那表示我们是活在一个罪恶当中的生活。
But at this time,
但是在这个时候
we already kneel in front of God.
我们都跪在神的面前。
And we still feel guilty from our sin.
我们仍然为我们所犯的罪而感到。
And our conscience is not clear.
我们的良心也没有办法清洁。
Then we should be framed, taken the Holy Communion.
那我们就要禁止我们自己去领受圣餐。
This is for our own good.
这是为我们自己的好处。
So we don't need to care what people think about us.
所以我们不要在乎别人对我们怎么想。
But more importantly,
但是更重要的是
how do God think about us?
神对我们是怎么看的？
Do we sin against God?
我们有没有得罪了神？
We cannot take His holy body and His holy blood.
如果我们得罪神，就不能够领受神的肉和血。
If we do that, we take our own sin to our body.
如果我们这么做的话，我们就把自己的罪给吞噬了。
And that's why sometimes we are so weak in faith.
所以有的时候我们觉得说我们在信心上特别的软弱。
And that's why we have no feelings toward God anymore.
所以在那个时候，我们就觉得说我好像对神都没有任何感觉了。
But sometimes we feel that outwardly we're okay, so inwardly we feel it's already okay.
有的时候我们觉得说我们内在外都觉得说还好。
But that's not true.
但是那并不是事实。
Sometimes we must think and reflect.
有的时候我们要自己去反省。
When we take Holy Communion,
当我们要领受圣餐的时候
do our conscience clear?
我们的良心能够 得到洁净呢
If our conscience are not clear,
如果我们的良心没有得到洁净
then please refrain from taking Holy Communion.
请你禁止自己不要来领受圣餐。
Now we're going to bless the bread.
现在我们要来祝谢。
This bread has no yeast in it.
这个饼是没有酵。
Because we only bake with water.
它只有加水而已。
Because yeast represents sin.
因为酵是代表着罪。
And the body of our Lord Jesus Christ is without sin.
主的身体是无罪的。
So when we kneel down and pray and consecrate this bread.
所以我们现在要跪下来祷告来祝谢这块饼。
It becomes the body of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这个饼就成为主的身体。
When we eat the body of our Lord Jesus Christ.
当我们来吃主的身体的时候
and on the end days will be resurrected.
在末日我们也要复活
and then our mortal body will turn to immortality.
我们这个必死的身体就成为不朽坏的身体
in other words we can live forever through his body.
这样子我们就能够活我们的灵体就能够永远的活着
Now let's kneel down and pray and consecrate this bread.
我们现在要跪下来祝谢这块饼
Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray and give thanks, Heavenly Father.
Hallelujah, 奉主的圣名，我们来祝谢这块饼。
Father, we praise you and thank you for giving this opportunity to partake of your body.
主啊，我们感谢你，让我们有这个机会来领受你的圣体。
Lord, we know none of us sitting here this afternoon is worthy to partake of your body.
主啊，你知道在座的人没有一个人是值得来领受你的圣体。
But because you love us so much,
但是因为你对我们伟大的爱
you shed your blood and you broke your body for us.
你舍身为我们流血
And through this love, once again, we can have the hope of eternal life.
透过领受这块饼，我们能够进入永生的生命。
Lord, we are so weak.
主啊，我们真的是非常的软弱。
The reason we are weak quite often because we do not connect to you.
主啊，你知道我们软弱的原因是我们没有办法跟你连接在一起。
Because we only use ourselves to do things in this world.
因为我们在世上生活只靠着自己。
But Lord, please forgive us.
主啊，求你原谅我们。
Because we always fall short of your glory.
主啊，因为我们总是亏欠你的荣耀。
But today, right now,
主啊，现在在这个时候
we are partaking your body.
我们要来领受你的圣体。
So no longer our body will be weak.
所以我们的身体就不再软弱了。
Because after we partake your body, we become strong just like you.
如果当我们领受你的圣体之后，我们就像你一样的坚强。
So Lord, we ask you to forgive us.
所以主啊，求你来原谅我们。
Even though we are weak,
虽然我们觉得非常的软弱。
But please accept whatever little we want to offer to you.
主啊，求你能够接受我们这个小小的愿。
And maybe one day,
也许有一天
they will live a life to glorify your name.
我们能够过着一个荣耀你的生活。
And one day we'll live a life to be able to call, to be worthy, to be called your servant.
有一天我们能够活着被称为你的仆人。
Lord, we pray and ask you.
主啊，我们在这里祷告来要请求你。
Please turn this bread into your body.
请你让这块饼成为你的灵体。
So we can partake of it.
让我们能够来领受它。
So we become strong just like you.
我们就能够像你那样的坚强。
May all the glories and praise be unto your name.
愿所有的荣耀都归于你的圣名。
Hallelujah, Amen.
Hallelujah, Amen.
Congregation, please sing hymn 297.
会众请唱297首。
We ask the minister to come us to help to break in the bread.
我们请传道人上来协助拨饼。
We continue to sing hymn.
我们请继续唱诗。
96.
我们继续唱诗96首。我们请维尼姐妹上来协助圣餐。 继续唱赞美诗九十七首。Let's continue singing hymn 97.
Praise and thank God, we just have partook the body of our Lord Jesus Christ.
感谢神，我们才刚刚领受了主的肉体。
Now no longer we should be weak but strong.
现在我们不再软弱，反而是坚强的了。
And now we're going to partake of His blood.
现在我们要来领受主的血。
This is grape juice.
这是葡萄汁。
And the reason we do not use wine because wine is fermented.
我们之所以不用酒的原因，是因为酒也是发酵过的。
Fermentation through a process of yeast.
是经过酵素的发酵而成的。
So when we consecrate this grape juice,
所以当我们注谢这个葡萄汁的时候，
it become the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
它就成了我们主的宝血。
When we drink of it, we have life inside of us.
当我们领受它的时候，我们就有主的生命在我们里面。
So now let's consecrate this grape juice.
现在我们要来注谢这个葡萄汁。
Hallelujah, name Jesus Christ, we pray and give thanks to Heavenly Father.
Hallelujah, 我们奉主的圣名，我们来感谢你。
Father, we praise you and thank you for giving your body to partake.
慈爱的天父，我们感谢你赐给我们你的肉体。
Lord, now we ask you to consecrate this grape juice.
主啊，我们现在求你来注谢这个葡萄汁。
So it can become your blood.
所以它能够成为你的血。
And by drinking your blood, we can have life inside of us.
在我们领受你的宝血之后，就有永生在我们里面。
And on the end days when you resurrect us,
在末日的时候，你让我们复活。
We can go to eternal life.
我们就能够进入永生的生命。
Because your life is inside of us.
因为你的生命就在我们里面了。
Lord, we praise and thank you.
主啊，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Why often we want to love you as much you love us?
我们常常想要像你那样子的来爱我们，来爱你。
But our love is always fall short of your glory.
但是我们的爱总是欠缺你的荣耀。
So because of this, we ask you to have mercy on us.
所以我们在这里求你怜悯我们。
Please, Lord, teach us to love you the way you love us.
主啊，求你指教我们，像我们能够。让我们能够爱你，像你爱我们一样。
And teach us to love your people the way you love them.
求你能够指教我们，让我们能够爱其他的人，像你爱我们一样。
Lord, before you ascended to heaven,
主啊，在你升天之前，
you told us to love one another.
你要我们彼此相爱。
And yes, we tried to love one another.
是的，我们曾经试着要彼此相爱。
But without your help and your strength, we could not do it.
但是没有你的帮助，没有你的力量，我们是没有办法彼此相爱的。
Because by nature, we as human beings, we are so selfish.
因为我们人的本性是自私的。
But through your love, Lord,
但是借着你的爱，
we learn how to love one another.
我们能够学习如何来彼此相爱。
That one day we also can be able to give our life for our fellow brethren.
有一天我们也能够为我们的弟兄姐妹来舍去我们的生命。
Just like you have given your life for us.
就像你为我们舍去你的生命是一样的。
But meanwhile, Lord,
但是在这个时候，
we ask you to forgive us.
我们求你来原谅我们。
And have mercy on us.
求你怜悯我们。
And give us the strength that one day, yes, we will do according to your will.
让我们有一天能够有力量能够按照你所吩咐我们去行。
So Lord, we ask you to forgive us.
所以主啊，我们求你来原谅我们。
We're always falling short from your glory.
我们总是缺欠你的荣耀。
Please help us.
主啊，求你来帮助我们。
And fill your spirit in us.
求你的灵能够来充满我们。
So we can have the strength to love you and to love our brothers and sisters.
所以我们也能够有力量来爱你，也爱我们的弟兄姐妹。
May all the glories and praise be unto your name.
愿天上地下所有的荣耀都归于你的圣名。
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.我们唱97首。 们继续唱赞美诗99首 Let's continue sing him 99继续唱诗100首 Let's continue singing 100
Please thank God we just have partake the body and the blood of Lord Jesus Christ.
感谢神，我们刚才领受了主的圣体和他的宝血。
We truly praise and thank God.
我们也非常的感谢神。
Now let's all rise and sing hymn 98.
我们请大家站立唱诗98首。
Hymn 98.
唱诗98首。
God, please be seated.
感谢神，请大
家坐下。See, this hymn is a very beautiful hymn.
这一首诗非常的美。
Because it says, when I survey the wondrous cross.
这里说，当我思量主的奇妙十字架。
See, many of us every single day.
所以我们这些人在每天的生活当中。
We also survey the wondrous cross.
我们常常的思量主的十字架。
But what's important is not what we look at, but how we look at it.
重要的不是我们怎么看它，是我们如何的来看待它。
So we must ask ourselves this question.
所以我们必须要问自己一个问题。
When we survey the wondrous cross,
当我们思想主的十字架的时候
，What do we see?
我们看见了什么
？But what we should see is that the Prince of Glory died.
我们看到的是我们为什么而死。
Only when we see the Prince of Glory die,
看当我们知道我们为何而死的时候
，We can say my richest gain I count but loss, and poor contentment are my pride.
我们可以知道说我们为什么而活复活过来。
When we look at the cross,
当我们看到这个十字架
，What do we see?
我们看到了什么
？What we should see is that the Prince of Glory died.
我们看到了主的为我们荣耀而死。
When we see the Prince of Glory died,
我们看到了我们。死的原因
We say, forbid it, Lord, that I should boast.
我们就知道说为了主的荣荣为了主的为主我们就不再自我自夸了
Save in the death of Christ, my God.
我们就在主为我们而死复活拯救了我们。
All the vain things that charm me most, I sacrifice them to His blood.
以前我所觉得重要的事情，我都把在主的面前，我都把它献上了。
If we see the Prince of Glory die,
如果我们看到我们死的原则
，we can see from His head, His hand, His feet.
我们可以看到主的头、他的脚、他的手。
Sorrow and love flow mingled down.
他如此的受苦。
That is such love and sorrow meet or don't compose so rich a crown.
主为我们这样子的来受苦。
If we truly see the Prince of Glory die,
如果我们真的能够看到主为我们受死。
And the reason he died because of you and I.
主为我们为你而我来舍命受死。
Why? Because this love is so amazing and so divine.
为什么呢？因为主的爱是如此的奇异。
If we see the Prince of Glory die,
如果我们看到主为我们受死的原因
，It will demands our soul, our life, our all.
这我们就要向神奉献出我们的全身，我们的生命。
So we hope these 3 days of spiritual convocation.
所以希望在这三天的灵恩会里面
，That we survey the wondrous cross.
如果我们在思想主的十字架的时候
，We see that the Prince of Glory died.
我们看到了我们为何而死
？If we don't see the Prince of Glory die,
如果我们没有看到我们为何要死。
Then we will live our own life.
那我们就会只在活在我们旧有的生活里。
We will not live a life to glorify His name.
我们就不能够活在一个荣耀主的生活里。
So God, may God help all of us.
所以愿神来帮助我们。
And for the new believers,
对于这些新受洗的
，Let's turn to Acts chapter 15.
我们看《使徒行传》第十五章。
Acts chapter 15.
使徒行传的第十五章。
Acts chapter 15, verse 28 and verse 29.
使徒行传第十五章的二十八节和二十九节。
For it seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us to lay upon you no greater burden than these necessary things. Verse 29.
二十九节。
That you abstain from things offered to idol, from blood, from things strangled, and from sexual immorality. If you keep yourself from these, you will do well. Farewell. So here, according to the New Testament.
在这里根据新约的记载
No longer we need to follow the ceremonial law.
我们不再需要再跟随着旧约的律法了
But it's something we need to keep.
但是还有一些事情我们是必须要保守的
Why? Because here the apostle says it seemed good to the Holy Spirit and also to us.
因为在这里使徒他们说了因为圣灵害我们定义不将别的重担放在你们的身上
First we must abstain from things offered to idols.
第一个，我们要禁戒祭偶像的物。
And this is very prevalent in the Asian culture.
这个在我们亚洲的文化是非常的普遍的。
But make sure after we are baptized.
但是我们要注意的是，在我们受洗之后
，anything that offered to idols.
任何的东西祭过偶像的
，especially during Chinese New Year, during any kind of August Moon Festival, we must abstain from eating those things that offered to idols.
尤其是在这个亚洲的一个特定的节日的。的时候，我们要记住不能够吃祭过偶像的东西。
Why now that we are the children of God?
现在我们是神的儿女。
We have no part with Satan.
我们跟撒旦是无份的。
Because anyone that offer food to idol, they offer to Satan.
因为任何的人呢，把他的祭物贡献给撒旦。
And also we must abstain from blood.
而且呢，我们要不能够吃血。
That doesn't mean we cannot eat a rare steak.
但不是说我们不能够吃半熟的牛排。
But for example, we go eat hot and sour soup.
有的时候我们去吃那个酸辣汤
Make sure there's no cubes of blood inside of it.
我们要注意一下就是说没有血在里面
Because the way they obtain this blood, the animal is still alive.
因为呢在他们取血的时候呢这个动物还是活着的
So any kind of blood we cannot eat.
因为任何的血我们都不可以吃
Especially in Taiwan, when we go to Taiwan one time, they have this almost like an ice cream bar, but it's full of blood.
有次我们去台湾，我们看到这个台湾有一些血的食物。
Then we ask him what it was.
我们就问他说这是什么东西。
But I didn't know what it was.
因为我不晓得这是什么东西。
And the vendor says it's blood.
那这个卖的人说这个是血。
Then we say we cannot eat it.
所以我们说我们不能够吃这个东西。
And then they knew you are a TJC member.
所以他们知道说啊你是真耶稣教会的信徒。
Because they know TJC member we don't eat blood.
所以因为他们知道真耶稣教会的信徒是不吃血的
things are strangled.
还有一些被勒死的牲畜
Because nowadays when you eat any kind of meat it's very difficult to know what's strangled and what is not
对但是今天我们在吃食物的时候很难去了解说这个牲畜是不是被勒死的
But if we go to the countryside and someone strangled chicken right in front of us we should not eat it
如果我们到乡间看到有人把这个鸡给勒死我们就绝对不能够吃这个肉
But so far I never encountered that at all
我们还没有看过这样的情形。
But if we encounter such things, we should not eat of it.
但是如果我们真的看到这样的情形，我们要不能够吃那个肉。
And the last thing,
最后一件事情，
we must keep ourselves from sexual immorality.
我们必须要自己来避免发生淫乱的事情。
And nowadays, the society deems this to be very normal.
今天在这个社会上看起来似乎是很普遍的一件事情。你可以和 其他的人发生肉体的关系。
As long you don't get caught.
如果你不被抓住就
好。But according to the Bible,
但是呢，圣经上这么记载。
Before we are married,
在我们结婚之前。
We cannot have fornication.
我们不能够有淫乱的关系。
This means we have, should not have sexual relationship with a man or a woman.
就是说我们不能够有任何的肉体关系 不管是与男人或是女人
or between a man and a man and a woman and a woman
不管是男人跟男人之间或女人跟女人之间
and after we get married
在我们结婚之后
we should not have sexual relationship with anyone beside our spouse
在我们结婚之后我们不能够有任何的肉体关系在我们的配偶之外
and if we do this we will do well
如果我们这样做的话就好了
so for the 12 new baptized members
所以对这个十二位新受洗的弟兄姐妹
we ask you to come forward to pray
我们希望你能够到前面来祷告
and we ask the minister to lay hands and grant blessing upon you
我们也要求传道者能够按手来祝福你们
and let everyone come up to pray
我们请大家到前面来祷告
and we truly praise and thank God that he gives opportunity to study His words.
我们很感谢神，让我们有这个机会能够来学习他的话语。
And let's transform our lives.
让我们能够改变我们的生命。
The life that's according to God.
一个能够成为一个属灵的属神的生命。
Please come up and pray together.
我们请大家到前面来祷告。